Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Greater than Solomon is here. Greater than Solomon is here. You see, in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve. They walked perfectly with God. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 talks about the fact that he that walks with the wise will be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. So here he's saying that Jesus Christ, he says, the queen of the south will rise in the judgment and condemn it. Because someone, she came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But a greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon. That means that he was walking in wisdom that was greater than Solomon. We discovered last week that wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get it. And with all your getting, get understanding. We need wisdom in every area of our life. We need wisdom to fulfill the plan of God for our life. We need wisdom to answer the questions that come up in our walk, in our daily walk. Every day we are faced with decisions. Every day we are faced with choices. But the wisdom of God is what will help us to make the right decision and to do the right thing. Wisdom is knowing what to do, and not only knowing it, but applying it and doing the right thing. So he's saying that a greater than Solomon is here. When Jesus Christ came and ministered, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, he said that we can do nothing against the truth. We always have to walk in line with the truth of God's word, because God's word that has been revealed to us is wisdom. And he also says in John 17, 18, that as the Father sent me, so have I sent you. He repeats it again in John 20, 21, that I have sent you into the world. So when he came, he walked in wisdom, and he sent us into the world. And in John chapter 14, verse 12, he said that the works that I do will you do also. And greater than these will you do, because I go to my Father. So if he walked in wisdom, greater than what Solomon walked in, and we can do the same works that he did, then by straight line equation or by straight line inference, you and I carry in us a greater potential to walk in wisdom than what Solomon walked in. Think about it. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Now, if you just went home, what he said, glory be to the name of God. Thank you, Lord. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. In Mark 13, 37, he says, what I say to the disciples, I say to you also. I say to all. Be conscious of the fact that Jesus Christ has been made wisdom unto you. Inside of you is a greater heritage than what Solomon walked in. And you see, we did not graduate from the school of wisdom. All of us, there's a potential. We have wisdom right now, but there's the potential for us to grow in wisdom. For us, the potential for us to walk in more wisdom in every area of our lives. Notice what he says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. He says, a wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. A wise man will hear and increase learning. There are levels of wisdom that we can grow in. None of us has plowed the very depth of the wisdom of God as yet. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. There is always more wisdom available for us. He says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Notice the phrase, the depth of it. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. The depth of the wisdom of God. We do not graduate from the school of wisdom. And the opposite of wisdom is foolishness. And I found out that the root word for a fool or for foolishness is where we get our word moron. But the thing is, we want to walk in the wisdom of God. We want to walk in the wisdom of God, and it's the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. If you go to school and you fail in the principal course, there is no way you are graduating from that place. Oh, if we fail in this principal thing of wisdom, life becomes an uphill task. It's always a constant battle trying to climb up if we fail in this school of wisdom. So why must it be the one thing? Why must it be the thing that we crave for? Why must it be the thing that we desire? What is the value of it? We see, because by it, all our questions can be answered. The needs, the things that we're looking for in life, we can achieve and fulfill God's plan. Number one, we have to ask for that one thing because it is the greatest asset of life. Wisdom is the greatest asset of life. Proverbs chapter 3, from 14 to 15. It is the greatest asset of life. Proverbs chapter 3, 14 to 15. Inside all of it lies all of human needs, all our answers that we are looking for. It says, for her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you may desire cannot compare with her. All the things that you can desire in life cannot be compared to this virtue of wisdom. It says her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. Everything that you desire in life cannot be compared to the value of wisdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then he repeats it again in Rome, and in the same proverb. Proverbs is a good one to spend in to glean a lot of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. It is our greatest asset. He repeats the same thing that he was saying in chapter 3 in different words. He says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. All the things that one may desire cannot be compared with this virtue of wisdom, because it is creative. It creates solutions. When you are confronted, the wisdom of God at work in your life will create a solution. Nothing that you can desire can be compared with it. Its value is better than silver and than gold. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number two, why do we ask? Do we have to ask for this one thing? Divine wisdom is the custodian of riches, honor, and righteousness. Riches, honor, and righteousness. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. And length of days as well. He says, Proverbs 3:16, length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand, riches and honor. Riches and honor. Riches and honor. And then he repeated again in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Length of days is in her right hand. You see, so many people make bad decisions, bad choices, and it shortens their day on the earth. But by wisdom, there is length of days. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. He says, riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yet than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of justice. Riches and honor are with me. My way traverses the way of righteousness. You begin to deal wisely. You begin to deal justly in the affairs of life when we are walking in wisdom. Divine wisdom is pure. It's not that it's here today. Today you deal, foolishly. The next day you not deal wisely. And it's up and down. You are consistent in that walk of wisdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number three. It is a custodian of peace and pleasantness. It is a custodian of peace and pleasantness. The same Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17. Custodian of peace and pleasantness. Thank you, Lord. He says, all her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. All have part of peace. All have part of peace. All have part. Oh, it guarantees the peace of God that passes all understanding. It guarantees the peace of God that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When Solomon was walking in wisdom, there was peace in the land. The people were prosperous. The people were safe. Notice what he says in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 25. 425. Thank you, Lord. He says, and Judah and Israel dwelt safely, each man under his vine, and his fig tree from Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Oh, each man dwells safely under his vine and under his fig tree. The margin of my study Bible said that phrase there connotes safety, peace, and prosperity. He repeated in other places in the Bible as well. But he was, think about it, one person walking in wisdom, the people were dwelling in peace. The people were prosperous. The people were dwelling safely. Notice, from Dan to Beersheba, that is the whole land. In the mighty name of Jesus, any circumstance of your life that doesn't reflect the pleasantness and the peace that goes with wisdom, this morning, in Jesus' mighty name, may God reveal to you the wisdom that you need that will result in peace. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. All her parts are part of peace and pleasantness. Divine wisdom is the gateway to our ruling and reigning in life. He says, by me kings and princes rule and decree justice. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 8, 15 to 16. He says, by me, Proverbs 8, 15, by me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. By me kings reign. By me kings reign. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. She says, you will place on your head, talking about wisdom, an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Not a crown of shame. Oh, a crown of glory will wisdom deliver to you. By me kings rule and reign. That can apply to earthly kings, but it applies to our lives as well. Because in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, notice what he describes us. Thank you, Father. He says, he has made us kings and priests to God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. By me kings rule. We have been made kings and priests unto our God. That is how we rule and reign in life. Notice Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. He repeats it again. Thank you, Lord. He says, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Rule and reign. How are we going to rule and reign? By wisdom. How are you going to rule and reign over circumstances? By wisdom. How are you going to rule and reign in life? By wisdom. He's made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Oh, not being under the circumstances, but ruling and reigning in life. This morning, oh, beginning from this morning, by the wisdom of God at work in your life, I see you ruling and reigning. Think about it, Jesus. Jesus even grew in wisdom. Luke chapter 2, verse 52 tells us. Jesus, who was the Son of God, he grew in wisdom. Thank you, Lord. He grew in wisdom. How much more you and I? He says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He grew in wisdom. He kept growing in wisdom. When he was confronted by people who were trying to trick him about taxes, he had the answer. He says, here is a coin. Who should we pay? Should we pay taxes to Caesar or not? Thanks be to God. He describes him. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says that Jesus is the power of God and the wisdom of God. He had the answer. He had the answer. He said, look at the coin. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. No matter what you are confronted, you see, there is a divine wisdom solution to every question and to everything that comes up in life. No matter what comes up, God has an answer. God has the solution. God has the answer. The value of this wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Peace and pleasantness. That is our gateway. That is our path to ruling and reigning in life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Divine wisdom is the answer to all human crises. Every crisis that we are faced with, divine wisdom is the answer. Job 28 talks about wisdom as well. Job 28, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Job 28, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Describing wisdom. He says, he puts his hand on the flint. He overturns the mountains at the roots. He cuts out tunnels in the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the streams from trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. But where can wisdom be found? He says, verse 9 says, he overturns mountains at the roots. He overturns mountains at the roots. When you are confronted in life, that mountain is staring at you in the face. And sometimes it seems that there's no way out. Oh, but divine wisdom turns mountains at the root. Mountain, get out of my way. Oh, I will receive what God has for me. I will see the light of God's word. I refuse to be hindered. This challenge will not overcome me. By the wisdom of God at work in my life, I am an overcomer. My Lord and my God. Oh, he says, he prevents. The verse 11 says, he dams up the ground from trickling. The other translation says, he prevents the floods from overflowing. Sometimes it feels like a flood coming against you. And you almost think you are going to drown. You will not get to the other side. Oh, but when Jesus is in your boat, no matter the storm, no matter the flood that will come against you, it will not overflow you. Get excited about God's word. That's when it works. It will not overflow you. It is the answer to every human crisis. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, glory be to the name of the Lord. The wisdom of God is creative. The wisdom of God, it creates, number 6, it creates solutions, it invents. All of us have that creative nature in us. All of us have that creative nature in us. Notice what he says in verse 10. He says he cuts out tunnels in the rock. He cut out tunnels in the rock and his eyes see every precious thing. Oh, there may be a rock. There may seem that there is no way out. Wisdom will find a way. It will create the solution. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray from this morning, may there be a way of creativity, divine ideas coming to you from God himself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12 reemphasizes that. Thank you, Lord. He says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudent and found out knowledge and discretion. The other translation says, find out knowledge of witty inventions. Witty inventions. Man keeps creating. because God created us. I'm here. Back in the day, you have to have a Bible. Now we have all these things. I have a tablet, I have a mobile phone, and we are having service. And we are streaming it online all over the world. We keep creating. We keep creating. Oh, one idea from heaven can transform your life. Change your life completely. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Divine wisdom disarms death and destruction. It disarms death and destruction. Let's keep reading. He says in Job, let's go back to Job chapter 28. Thank you, Lord. Job chapter 28. Thank you, Father. Verse 20 says, from where then does this wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Oh, verse 22, death and destruction say, we have heard a report about it in our ears. God understands its way and he knows its place. Where is this wisdom? Where is the place of understanding? It is hidden. It is the hidden wisdom of God. Like we talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and downward. He says, eye has not seen, neither has the ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. He's not talking about natural wisdom. He's not talking about demonic wisdom. He's talking about the wisdom of God that has been hidden for us. And by the Spirit of God, we have access to that wisdom. Amen. Death and destruction say, we have heard a report of you. Oh, when the enemy tries to destroy your life, when he tries to destroy your relationship, when he tries to destroy your finances, when he tries to disturb your peace, by the wisdom of God, you will know the way to go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. From today, death, has lost its grip on your life. Destruction in any form of your life has ceased in your life by the wisdom of God. Divine wisdom is a carrier of strength. It's a carrier of strength. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. It's a carrier of strength. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. I am understanding, I have strength. And in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 5. Thank you, Lord. He says, through wisdom a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. Not only strong physically, but strong mentally as well. Through wisdom, a house is built. The opposite is true. Through wisdom, there is no house that will be built. We build our house on that foundation, on that rock. Oh, wisdom, by being creative and by depending on God, oh, it will create nothing out of when there is nothing. When God led us to plant a church, we started with nothing. Nothing. We just started with the wisdom of God. And God showed us what to do. We went to him. God, how should we do it? What should we do? For a long time I said, Lord, I mean, why should we have to be the one doing this? But how many of us though, you can argue with God and win? That's so many. I mean, great churches in this city. But when God speaks, he showed us how. You know what we did? We didn't have anything. Thank you, Lord. He led us, and by the wisdom of God, we took our personal finances, put it in the church, and then directly put it in an account for the church, and directly give it to another ministry. All of it. All of it. Thank you, Lord. Within a few weeks before we had publicly announced that the church was going to start, a couple came to us and God said, God has led us to put $3,000 into this for it to start. I hadn't told anybody publicly. Thank you, Lord. That is the wisdom of God at work. Oh, when you have the wisdom of God, you get smarter than your enemies. That's what he says in Psalm 119, verse 97. You can be here with nothing. Oh, but by the wisdom of God at work in your life, oh, you will begin to soar. When my wife got married, 3 months later, God let us get on the plane and go to the United States as missionaries. We gave all our wedding gifts away. People like stories, that's what I'm saying. So they like those. We gave all our wedding gifts away. We came here with 2 suitcases and $1,000. The first apartment that we went in, they put us on the lower floor. And the first night, the place got flooded. So they said, we are going to put you on the third floor. They came and they saw all we had were 2 suitcases. And they said, when people move, you have boxes, you have all these things. Where are your possessions? Where are the things that you are going to move to the third floor? We said, no, this is all that we have. My Lord and my God. Oh, but by the wisdom of God at work in our life, we began to increase and increase, and we keep increasing and increasing, and we will fulfill the plan of God for our lives. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, where was I? Who remembers where was I? Oh, I was. Before I got on all that. Glory be to the name of the Lord. A wise man increases strength. I remember where we were. I was checking to see if you remember. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The only authentic proof of divine wisdom at work in the life of a person is the manifestation of mighty works. When the wisdom of God is at work in your life, it will produce mightily in your life. In Mark chapter 6 verse 2, they said, oh, what wisdom is this that is at work in the life of Jesus, that such mighty works are done by his hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Such mighty works. Oh, people will see the peace in your family and say, wow. People will see the success of your business and say, wow. People will see you being promoted at work and say, wow, this must be God. God has ordained that our life will have that wow about us. This must be God at work in your life. Oh, this must be God that turned this circumstance around. This must be God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, think about it. Think about how far we are from it, but we are getting there. All the people on the earth came to hear the wisdom of Solomon, all the kings of the earth. Some of us, even on our street, if someone comes and says, does this person live on the street? They'll be like, what are you talking about? We don't know who he is, but that is about to change. By the operation of the wisdom of God at work in your life, you will no longer be a byword in the earth, but you will be crowned with glory and honor. My Lord and my God, I'm ready to run around this building. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How do we receive this wisdom? Number one, there must be a strong desire. There must be a thirst and a hunger for the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, he talks about the fact that covet earnestly the best gift. And up to that point, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he had talked about the manifestation of what we call the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the first one on the list is the gift of the word of wisdom. Wisdom is the revelation of the plan of God and how to go about it. Covet it. Have a strong desire. The Lord, show me your wisdom. Show me your wisdom. Reveal to me the way to go. We have to recognize, Job was asking the question, where does this wisdom come from? Recognize the fact that this wisdom cannot be received unless it is given. Wisdom for every area of your life. It cannot be received unless it is given. In the life of Joseph, in Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39. Pharaoh describing Joseph said, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this. Who showed him? Who showed him? There is no one as discerning and wise as you. Job talked about it as well. In Job 28, he says, God is the one that has it. Who has the wisdom? Who gives the wisdom? Notice what he says about Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 12. He had a hunger for the wisdom of God. Lord, I cannot rule your people except through your wisdom. Notice what God said. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart. I have done what? I have given you. Recognize that God is the source of wisdom. A wise and understanding soul that has not been anyone like you before, nor shall any rise like you arise after you. Daniel chapter 1 verse 17. He says, and God gave them. Daniel 1 17. Thank you, Lord. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. Who gave them? Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Have the heart for it. Can I recognize that God is the source? And referring to my namesake, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul. Notice how Peter described him. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul. Notice, according to the wisdom given to him. According to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. Recognize God as the source of all wisdom. Till it is no mental exertion can get you to it. It has to be released. And thank God, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom. If you need your car repair, you don't take your car to a painter. Painter, my car is not working well. Can you fix my car? It doesn't work that way. When you need your car repaired, when you need wisdom in any area of your life, go to the all-wise God and ask him. He is the source of all wisdom. Thank you, Lord. And then recognize that, number two, ask for it. Ask for it. Ask for it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. The wisdom is available, but we have to ask for it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask. And it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. It will be opened. Everyone who asks what? Receives. And James chapter 1, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. James chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5, glory be to the name of the Lord. Ask, and when you ask, ask in faith. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will not be given to him. Oh, you are paying attention. I was checking to see if you are paying attention to the scriptures. It will be what? God who gives liberally. Lord, I don't know which way to go. Show me the way to go. It will be given liberally. Verse 6. But let him do what? Ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. He starts talking about asking for wisdom. He ends up talking about anything. If you are going to ask, go to him and say, Lord, I know that you have the way out. I know that you have the answer that I'm looking for. I believe I receive your wisdom. You will show me the way to go. Do not doubt, he says. If you are going to doubt, he said, don't even suppose that you receive anything. You see, the devil is the only one that will tell you that there is no way out. Oh, but with God, that's not him. There is always a way out. There is always a way out. There is always a way out with God. And God is the one with the answer. Notice what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. There is always a way out. There is always a way out. He says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. When the life question comes up, when you seem that there is no solution, the devil will tell you that you are shut in. You are this flood will overrun you. This mountain will overrun you. This problem, there is no way out. Oh, respond to him and say, Jesus is the way. And God said, he will show me the way of escape. He will show me the way of escape. He will show you the way of escape. There is always a way out. There is always a solution in God. What we lack is from our standpoint is we don't know enough. You see, people don't fail an exam because they don't know. It's because they don't know enough. Well, somebody came to Jesus. And he said, I've done all that. Sometimes we get like that as well. Lord, I've done everything I know to do. I don't know which way to go. Jesus told him, he says, I've observed the commandment from my youth. I do all these things. Jesus said, one thing you lack. Mark 10:21. One thing you lack. And that one thing is the answer to the question. It's the answer and the solution you are looking for. One thing you lack. God, what is that one thing? There should be a crave and a hunger and a thirst. That Lord, reveal to me that one thing. Notice what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. He says, if anyone thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. That's where the issue is. He doesn't know it like the way he's supposed to know. That is why the circumstances are like that. Oh, but thanks be to God. He says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. In the mighty name of Jesus, the circumstances of your life that look like you have been fenced in this morning by the light of God's word, may it be revealed unto you and may you know which way to go. Oh, concerning your finances. Oh, God has all the financial wisdom. Concerning that social issue. Concerning your health. God has the answer. Lord, show me the one thing that I lack. Reveal to me yet. When I see the answer, the results will show. Reveal to me. Come with that hunger. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. When God came to Solomon, that was on his heart. God, I cannot rule your kingdom on my own. I cannot do this on my own. There is a way out. There has to be the right way to do it. Show me the way. In this season, in the mighty name of Jesus, I see God showing you the way. I see God showing you the way. I see the answer that you have been looking for being delivered to you. Oh, glory. If you believe that, say amen this morning. You see, so many times we are crying to God for him to do it for us. While he is saying that you come to me. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. It is wisdom to obey God. It is wisdom to obey God. Matthew 7:24 says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, not just a hearer of the word, but hears and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The foolish man is the one building on sand, not hearing the word of God and not doing it. He who hears the word of God and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. John chapter 2 verse 5. They had run out of wine at a wedding. Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. There are miracles on the other side. Oh, he said, collect water. Somebody will stand there and say, Jesus, we need wine, not water. Wine is what we have run out of. You are saying we should fill barrels with water. But that is the wisdom of God. He knows what he's doing. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Thank you, Lord. And finally, make a decision that you will go after the lost. Oh, the verse that we've been looking at in this season, from Daniel chapter 4, verse 3. Oh, they that are wise, turn many to righteousness and shine as stars forever. Proverbs 11:30, he that wins a soul is wise. Proverbs 3:35, the wise shall inherit glory. Oh, when we go with the passion after those who are lost, we are obeying his command, and sooner or later, your star will begin to shine. Lord, show me someone around you who is on their way to hell, that I can lead them to you. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them, oh God, that you came to die for them. Rescue them and snatch them from the fire. The wise shall inherit glory. As you make a choice and a decision to obey and do the work of the Lord, your light will not remain in obscurity very long. Your light will begin to shine. Wisdom for every area of our lives. Wisdom in our family. Wisdom in our business. Wisdom in our marriage. In every area of our life. God is the one with all financial wisdom, I tell you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. He has wisdom that you need for that job. He has wisdom that you need for where you are. This morning, let's go to him with a cry. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. With a heart hunger. That circumstance, whatever may be before you, that seems like a mountain that will not go away, that refuses to move. As you make a decision and a choice to obey the word of the Lord, wisdom will be released. Wisdom will be released. Wisdom will be released concerning your health. He has that word to transform your life and take you out of sickness into wholeness. He has that wisdom for you to live a life of purity, pleasing to him. Talk to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I desire your wisdom in this area of my life. In this area of my life, show me the way to go. Show me the way to go. Show me the way to go. Lift up your voice this morning to God. Lift up your voice this morning to God. Oh, through wisdom, a house is built. Through wisdom, a life is built. We are the temple of the living God. Through wisdom, our house can be built. Through wisdom, our house from a spiritual standpoint can be built. Through wisdom, oh, by understanding it is established. Lord, reveal to me the lights that I need. The answer may not seem obvious on the surface, but with you, you have all the answers. You will show me the path of life, for in your light, I will see light. Let God hear your voice this morning. Lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Talk to him in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is a wisdom solution. 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 Let God hear your voice. There is a wisdom solution. There is a wisdom solution. Oh, there is a wisdom solution. 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 This morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in your light, I will see light. In your light, I will see light. Show me the path of life. Show me the way to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am not leaving this morning, oh, without a wisdom. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Let's rise up to our feet this morning, please, and talk to him in the name of Jesus. There is wisdom available this morning, the wisdom of God that will give you peace that passes all understanding, that will show you the way to go. Lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. No temptation has befallen you. Oh, that is not common to man. The enemy will tell you there is no way out. But my God says there is a way out. There is a way out. There is a divine answer. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice.
Trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.